Hi, good morning. I'm very excited to be here with all of you.
Ngiyanibingelela, ngiyajabula ukuba nani ekuseni.
And the first thing that I wanted to tell you this morning is that God loves all of you.
Into yokuqala engifuna ukunitshela namhlanje ekuseni ukuthi uNkulunkulu unithanda nonke.
I may come from a very far place away in the United States.
Ngaqhamuka endaweni ethi uqhelelana nani e-US.
And I might look different than you.
Ngabukeka ngihlukile kunani. Vele ngihlukile.
We are all equal in God's eyes.
Kodwa ke siyafana sonke emehlweni kaNkulunkulu.
We are all his children.
Singabantwana bakhe sonke.
Please turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4.
Awufuna incwadi yabase-Efesu isahluko ngesesine 4.
Already messed up. Ephesians chapter 3.
Ayi sengihlulekile ke njalo ngiqalile. Kodwa ke sesithathu ke bona.
I'll be reading from verse 19.
Ngizofunda kusukela kuverse lika 19.
Ephesians 3:19.
Basefesu isahluko 3 verse 19.
Paul says to the Ephesians.
Usho kanje uPaul kwabasefesu.
And to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
Nokulwazi uthando lukaKristu oludlula ukwazi konke.
Here Paul talks about a love of Christ that surpasses knowledge.
Uyabona umphostoli Paul ukhuluma ngothando lukaNkulunkulu olwedlula ukuqonda konke.
What does that mean?
Usho ukuthini yonke lonto?
It means it's a love that we cannot understand.
Uthando esingeke saliqonda, usho lokho.
A good analogy for this is that we're not far from the ocean.
Indlela engcono ukuyichaza lento vela sikude kangako nolwandle.
And if you go to the ocean, you can see water further than the eye can see.
Uma uya lapho olwandle ubuka amehla akhaza nqundeke.
And that water cannot contain the amount of love that God has for us.
Nalawo manzi angeke azakwazi ukuphatha uthando uNkulunkulu analo ngathi.
So that's just what I want to start off with, is to tell you that God loves all of us here.
Yilokho engifuna ukuqala ngakho ngikusho ke ukuthi uNkulunkulu sithanda sonke njengoba sila.
Alright, so now on to the topic of will Jesus return to set up his kingdom here on earth.
Sengiyabuya ke manje ngizokhuluma ngalento ukuthi uJesu ngabe uyabuya yini ukuzobuya ukubeka umbuso wakhe emhlabeni na.
Now Brother Mark already talked about a physical kingdom, people thinking that a physical kingdom was going to be set up by Jesus here to rule on earth.
Useshilo ke vele uMark ukuthi abantu bacabanga umbuso kuumbuso wenyama ozobekwa la emhlabeni.
But I want to expand on what he already said.
Ngithi nje ngifuna ukuthi ukwengeza kancane kulokho akushilo.
And the Jehovah's Witnesses and others are not the first people to think that Jesus was going to set up an earthly physical kingdom here.
Abafakazi bakaJehova nabanye abahambisana nabo akubona bokuqala empilweni bokuthi uJesus azobuya zobe kumbuso wakhe.
God's chosen people, the Israelites, thought that Jesus was coming to set up a kingdom for them.
Ngisho uIsrayeli isizwe sikaNkulunkulu esikhethiwe babetshela ukuthi uJesus uzobeka umbuso emhlabeni.
They thought that he would be their king and that they would rule the earth.
Bayetshela ukuthi yena uJesus uzoba inkosi bese kuthi bona ke babuse umhlaba.
They thought this because of prophecies that my dad had talked about yesterday.
Bakusho lokho ngenxa yeziprofetho ubaba kade ekhuluma ngazo izolo.
If you could all please turn to Matthew chapter 2.
Uma ungasuye encwadini kaMathewu isahluko sesibili, 2.
I'll be reading from verse 6.
Ngizofunda kuverse 6 encwadini kaMathewu.
Matthew 2 and verse 6.
Matthew 2, ngizofunda uverse 6.
And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means among the rulers of Judah. From you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
Nawe Bethlehem, lizwe lakwaJuda, kawusiyo omncane nakanye kubabusi bakwaJuda, ngokuba kuya kuvela kuwe umbusi.
This was a prophecy that the Israelites knew, and they thought that a ruler would come from their own people and bring peace to their nation.
Inyokanye le abakwa-Israyeli into ababeyazi ukuthi kubona kuzovela inkosi and leyo nkosi izofikilethe ukuthula kubona.
However, they overlooked some other prophecies that told them that Jesus was not coming there to be a physical king.
Babese noma kunjalo-ke khona ezinye iprofethi abangayibhekanga ekhombisa ukuthi uJesu wayengezeli kuzobeka umbuso kwenyama.
Please turn with me to Isaiah chapter 44.
Awubheke nje ku-Isaiah isahluko sika 44.
And verse 28.
Ivesi lamashumi amabili nesishiyagalombili
28. Isaiah 44 and 28.
Who is Isaiah 44? Ivesi 28.
Who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and he shall fulfill all my purpose, saying of Jerusalem, shall be built, and of the temple your foundation shall be laid.
Oshoyo ngokoresi ukuthi ungumaluswam uyakufeza konke okwentando yami athi ngeJerusalema liyakwakhiwa nakulo ithempeli isekelo sakho siyakubeka.
And also Isaiah chapter 53.
Bheke futhi no Isaiah 53
verses 3-5.
Sibheke ke uverse 3 kuya ku 5 khona. Isaiah 53 verse 3 kuya ku 5.
He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not.
Yayiteleliwe, yashiwa ngabantu, umuntu obuhlungu ongazukugula. Yeyiswe njengosijazelwe, ubuso bayo, ubuso ngabantu, asishaya nganto yalutho.
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted.
Kepha yazithwala izifo zethu, yabetshatha ubuhlungu bethu, kodwa thina sathi jezisiwe ushaywe uNkulunkulu ihlushiwe.
But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed.
Yebo, yalinyazwa ngenxa yeziphambeko zethu, yachotshozwa ngobubi bethu. Jesu sasiphezu kwayo ukuba sibe nokuthula, nangemvimbo yayo siphilisiwe thina.
Here in Isaiah chapter 53, we're told that Jesus was despised and rejected by men.
La ku Isaiah 53 siyatshela ukuthi Jesu wabukelwa phansi, wenziwa inhlekisa ngabantu.
A king ruling on earth not have been despised and rejected by men. He had been lifted up by men.
Inkosi ephila la emhlabeni yayingeke ibukelwe phansi abantu kunalokho babezoyiphakamisa enzele ukuthi ithole isithunzi sayo.
And even so, the Israelites should have known that Jesus was not coming to set up a physical kingdom.
Nakuba amaSirayeli kufanele ngabe ayazi ukuthi uJesu akazili ukuzobeka umbuso kwenyama nje befikile.
But even Jesus' own disciples who were with him and his closest friends.
Nabafundi bakhe ababeseduze kwakhe okufanele ngabe babe ngabangani bakhe abaseduze kwakhe.
Wanted earthly gain and to rule on earth with him.
Babefuna inkosi yasemhlabeni babuse kanye naye.
Please turn with me to Matthew chapter 19.
Matthew 19.
Matthew 19 and verse 27.
Ivesi lika 27 kuMathewu
19. Matthew 19:27. Then Peter said in reply, "See we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have?"
Khona uPetru wathatha wathi kuye, "Bheka, thina sishiye konke sakudela, pho siyakutholani na?"
At the beginning of this chapter,
mangaseqala ngale sahloko,
Jesus is speaking to the rich young ruler.
UJesu ukhuluma nensizwe sencane eyayingumbusi.
The rich young ruler asked Jesus what he must do in order to obtain eternal life.
Wabuza lo mbusi ukuthi yini engase ngiyenze ukuze ngithole ukuphila okuphakade.
And Jesus tells him that he must sell all of his possessions and follow after him.
Jesu yamthenda ethengisa ngakho konke onakho bese uyangilandela.
After the disciples heard Jesus tell this to the young rich ruler,
uma uJesu esayitshena izwi lensizwa,
they had realized that they had left everything and followed after Jesus.
Noma ke sebezwa eyitshena lensizwa basebonta uthina sikushiyile ke obekufanele singabe sinakho.
Yet Peter in verse 27 still wanted a reward on earth for following after him.
UPetru nokuba kunjalo yena safuna umvuzo la emhlabeni ngizotholani mina.
Please turn with me to Matthew chapter 13.
Hamba ke uye kuMathewu 13 manje.
In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus uses the term kingdom of heaven 10 times in this chapter.
Kulesahluko nje sisothu uJesu usebenzisa igama lombuso sezulwini igama ezilishumi.
Let's read Matthew 13, verses 47 through 50.
Asifundeni ke uMatthew 13, verse 47 yaku 50.
Beginning Matthew 13, verse 47.
Siyaqala ke verse 47 kaMatthew 13.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind.
Futhi umbuzo wezulu ufana nenetha elaphonswa elwandle lihlanganiswa zonke izinhlobo.
When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into containers, but threw away the bad.
Lithe seligcwele balidonsela ogwini bahlala phansi babutha ezinhle ezitsheni kepha ezimbi bazilahla.
So it will be at the close of age, the angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous.
Kuyakuba njalo ekupheleni kwezwe kuyakuphuma izingelosi zahlukanisa ababi nabalungileyo.
And throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Sibaphonse eziko lomlilo lapho kuyakuba khona ukukhala nokugedla kwamazinyo.
The disciples had heard many parables like this from Jesus.
Abapostoli ke base bebekezelele izifanekiso ezifana nalezi eziningi kakhulu.
Jesus did not come to this earth to set up a physical kingdom.
UJesu akezanga kulomhlaba ukuzobeka umbuso owenyama.
He came here to die on this earth for our sins so we have a hope of salvation.
Weza kulomhlaba ukuzofela izono zethu bese siba nethemba lokusindiswa.
Please let's go to Matthew chapter 20.
Sambe sengu Matthew 20.
And verse 17.
Ivesi ka 17.
Matthew 20:17. And as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside, and on the way he said to them,
Wathi uJesu eseza kwenyukela eJerusalema wathatha abafundi abayishumi nambili wagudluka nabo bese sendleleni wathi kubo.
See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death.
Bekani sikhuphukele eJerusalema, indodana yomuntu iza kukhashelwa kubaprist abakhulu nababhali baza kuyinqumela ukuba ife.
And deliver him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day.
Bayikhaphele kwabezizwe ukuba iholodelwe ishaywe ibethelwe esiphambanweni, kepha ngosuku lwesithathu iza kuvuswa.
Here we read that Jesus was condemned to death.
La siyafunda uJesu ezolahlwa azafe.
He was betrayed by one of his own followers.
Wadayiswa omunye wabalandeli bakhe uJuda.
For 30 pieces of silver.
Ngezincezu nje ezimashumi amathathu zesiliva.
However, he conquered death and he rose on the third day.
Nakuba kunjalo ke wamnqoba ukufa wavuka ethuneni.
And he defeated the devil and established his kingdom.
Hlula uSathane maqede waqala ibandla lakhe.
However, it was not a physical kingdom for us to rule on earth with Jesus.
Kunjalo nje kwangesiwona umbuso owokwenyama okuthi thina zobusa noJesu la emhlabeni.
The kingdom that he did established was a spiritual kingdom.
Umbuso awuqalayo noma usungulayo kwakumbuso womoya.
Now, Brother Mark this morning spoke earlier about this spiritual kingdom that Jesus established.
Ukhulumile umzalwane Mark ngalombuso womoya uJesu awakha.
And I have a few verses that overlap with what he already said this morning.
Nginamavesi ke ahambisana nalawa awashilo awashile ekseni.
But let's look at Matthew chapter 9 and verse 1.
Matthew 9 verse 1.
Excuse me, Mark. Sorry. Mark chapter 9.
Umakho isahluko sika 9.
And verse 1.
Uvesi lokuqala.
And he said to them, truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God, and it has come with power.
Wayesathi kubo ngiqinisile ngithi kini bakhona abanye kwabemlapha abangayikuzwa ngempela ukufa baze babone umbuso kaNkulunkulu ufikile ngamandla.
So in this verse we know that the disciples will see the kingdom of God coming to power before they see death.
Ngoba leli verse siyazi ukuthi abafundi bakaJesu bazawubona umbuso kaNkulunkulu ufikile ngamandla.
And the kingdom of God is his church.
Umbuso kaNkulunkulu uyibandla abantu bakhe.
Please turn to Acts chapter 8.
Hambe encwadi yezenzo 8.
Look at Acts chapter 8, verse 3.
So fundi verse this tag.
It says, but Saul was ravaging the church, and entering house after house, he dragged off men and women and committed them to prison.
Yepho Saul waligqitha ibandla engena ezindlini ngezindlu ihudu labesilisa nabesifazane wabafaka etilongweni.
Now let's skip over to Acts chapter 9 and verse 4.
Sambeni siye ku Zendo 9 verse 4.
Here it says, and falling to the ground he heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
Wawa phansi emhlabathini wezwa izwi lithi kuye Saul Saul ungizingelelani na.
And he said, who are you, Lord?
Wayesethi ungubani wena Nkosi?
And he said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
Mina nginguJesu lo omzingelayo.
So in chapter 8 we see that Saul is persecuting the church and ravaging house after house.
Siyabona la incwadi yezenzo 8 uSaul uzingela ibandla ungena izindlu ngezindlu.
And then in chapter 9 Jesus comes to Saul and he says, why are you persecuting me?
Kwizenzo 9 sithola uJesu uya kuyena uSaul lo uyombuza ukuthi ungizingelelani mdala wakho.
The church is Jesus's kingdom.
Ibandla lingumbuso kaChrist noma kaJesu.
And he is ruling over it. He is still present here today with us.
Uyabusa kuleli bandla ukhona laphakathi kwethu nathi kanye nathi.
Please turn with me to Matthew chapter 18.
Hamba uye nami encwadini kaMatthew 18.
Matthew 18 and verse 17.
Matthew 18 verse 17.
To listen to them, tell him to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector.
Uma inqaba ukubezwa, tshela ibandla. Uma inqaba ukuzwa nalo ibandla, makabe kuwe njengowezizwe nomthelisi.
Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Ngiqinisile ngithi kini konke eniya kubopha emhlabeni kobe kuboshwe ezulwini nakho konke eniya kukhulula emhlabeni kobe kukhululiwe nasezulwini.
So the church is his kingdom here.
Ibandla ke lo mbuso wakhe la.
But we will not experience the fullness of his kingdom until we are in heaven with Jesus and with God.
Angeke sakwazi ukuthola ukugcwala kwalo mbuso kuze kube sibasezulwini sibe noNkulunkulu uqobo.
So now we know what Jesus did the first time he came here.
Siyazi kumanje uJesu wenzani ngisathe fika la emhlabeni.
He came and died on the cross for our sins for the hope of salvation.
Wafika wazofa esiphambanweni efela ukuthi sibe nethemba lokusindiswa.
But the question is he coming a second time? And is he going to set up a physical kingdom when he comes a second time?
Umbuzo ke manje sothi uma esebuya uyobuya azobeka umbuso wakhe ngokwesibili na.
One of the reasons why people like the Jehovah's Witness and others think that he's coming a second time is because of passages like the 1000 year reign in Revelation 20.
Esinye sesizathu sokuthi abantu abafana nofakazi bakaJehova bathi ke uJesu uzobuya zobeka umbuso wakhe ngenxa yento ebhalwe encwadini esambulo 20 okuthiwa uyobusa iminyaka eyinkulungwane.
Please turn with me to Revelation chapter 20.
Asambeni siye khona ke kusambulo 20.
We will read verses 1 through 6.
So funda ke uverse 1 kuya kwelike 6.
Revelation chapter 20 verse 1.
Sambulo 20 iverse lokuqala.
Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain.
Ngasengibona ingelosi yehla ezulwini iphethe isihluthulelo sakwalasha neketanga elikhulu ngesandla sayo.
And he seized the dragon, that ancient serpent who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years.
Yambamba udrako inyoka endala ongumhlebi noSathane yambopha iminyaka eyinkulungwane.
And threw him into the pit and shut it and sealed it over him so that he might not deceive the nations any longer until the 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be released for a little while.
Yamphonsa-ke kwalasha, amvalela phakathi, yamqinisa ngophawu ngaphezu kwakhe, ukuze engabe sadukisa izizwe, ize iphele iminyaka eyinkulungwane, emva kwalokho kumele ukuba athukululwe isikhashana.
Then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those to whom the authority to judge was committed. Also I saw the souls for those who had been released for the testimony of Jesus and for the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or its image and had not received his mark on their foreheads, on their hands, they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years.
Asengibona isihlalo zobukhosi bahlala kuzo banika ukwahlulelwa ngabona nemiphefumulo yababenqunywe amakhanda ngenxa yobufakazi ngoJesu nangenxa yezwi likaNkulunkulu nalabo abangakhulekanga kuso isilo nomfanekiso waso nabangamukelanga uPawu lwesilo ebunzini labo nasisandleni sabo baphila babusa kanye noKristu iminyaka eyinkulungwane.
The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection.
Abafileyo ababesele kabaphila yaze yaphela iminyaka eyinkulungwane lokhu kungukuvuka kokuqala.
Blessed and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they will be the priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years.
Busisiwe ungcwele onesabelo ekuvukeni kokuqala. Kulabo ukufa kwesibili akunamandla kepha kuya kuba ngabapriesti bakaNkulunkulu nabakaKristu babuse kanye naye iminyaka eyinkulungwane.
So there are those who read these verses and believe that Jesus is coming back and that he will put the devil in a bottomless pit for 1,000 years.
Kukhona abafunda lesahluko bese bethi ke uJesu uzobuya maqeda bese thatha uSathane amfaka emgodini ojulileyo.
And during that time we will not have to deal with the difficulties of the devil.
Ngaleso sikhathi esafaka kulo mgodi angeke sabe sesiba nezinkinga ke ezilethwa uSathane.
And we will reign on earth with Jesus.
So bese siphila ke sibusa emhlabeni kanye noJesu.
However, we need to be careful of these verses here.
Asiqaphelene ke kodwa ngalama verse la.
As Mark talked about last night,
ekhulumile uMark izolo ebusuku.
We must be aware of difficult verses.
Fanele siqaphele ngalama verse anzima.
That only appear once in the Bible.
Avela kanye nje eBhayibhelini.
The term 1,000 years is symbolic.
Yabona uma ukhuluma ngaleli gama iminyaka eyinkulungwane isifanekiso lesi.
It's symbolic for a large amount of time.
Ngikhulunywa ngesikhathi eside kakhulu esiningi kakhulu.
And there are other parts of the Bible that uses 1,000 years as symbolism for a large amount of time.
Kukhona indawo eBhayibhelini eyisebenzisa yona lesi sisho senkulungwane sikhuluma ngesikhathi esikhulu kakhulu eBhayibhelini.
Please turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 3.
Awubheke nje kanye nami incwadi kuPetru wesibili sahluko 3.
2 Peter 3 and verse 8.
So funda uPetru wesibili sahluko 3 iverse lika 8.
Verse 8. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day.
Kodwa abathandekayo maningakhohlwa lento inye ukuthi kuyo inkosi usuku lunye lunjengeminyaka eyinkulungwane nokuthi iminyaka eyinkulungwane njengosuku lunye.
1,000 years here is symbolic for eternity.
Yabona leminyaka lenkulungwane lana ifanekisa inguna phakade.
As we know, we already are part of the kingdom as Jesus' saved people.
Njengoba sazi ukuthi masindisiwe siyingxenye yombuso kaKristu.
And we are ruling with them here now.
Sibusa kanye naye manje.
And then we will experience the fullness of his kingdom in eternity.
So bese sikwazi ukuthi siboneke ukuphelela kwalokho inguna phakade.
Now the question is Jesus coming back and what will happen when he does come back?
Umbuzo kusuthi ke manje uJesu uma esebuya kuyakwenzakalani ekubuyeni kwakhe na?
Please turn with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
Vula kanye nami kwabaseThessalonika Bili sahluko 1.
2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 5.
Ngoba seThessalonike besibili isahluko sokuqala iverse lesihlanu.
Verses 5 through 12.
So funda onke ke la verse. So qala ku 5 sofika ku 12.
This is the evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are also suffering.
Ukuyisiboniso sokwahlulela okulungileyo kaNkuluNkulu, ukuze kuthiwe ningabalungele umbuso kaNkuluNkulu enihlupheka ngenxa yawo.
Since indeed God considers it just to repay with affliction those who afflict you.
Uma bambe kuyinto elungile kuNkulunkulu ukuba buyisele ukuhlupheka kubo abanihluphayo.
And to grant relief to you who are afflicted as well as to us, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels.
Aniphe nini enihluphekayo ukuphumula kanye nathi ekwambulweni kwenkosi uJesu evela ezulwini einezingelo zamandla.
And flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus.
Elangabini lomlilo iphindisela kwabangamazi uNkulunkulu nakwabangalaleli ivangeli leNkosi yethu uJesu.
They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might.
Abaza kuniwe uJesu esingubhujiswa okuphakade basuke phambi kobuso beNkosi naphambi kwenkazimulo yamandla akhe.
When he comes on that day to be glorified in his saints and to be marveled at among all who have believed, because our testimony to you was believed.
Naye efika kubakhazimuliso kubo abangcwele bakhe abe ngomangalisayo kubo bonke abakholwa ngalowo muhla ngoba nakholwa ngokufakaza kwethu.
To this end we always pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his calling and may fulfill every resolve for good and every work of faith by his power.
Ngenxa yalokho siyanikhulekela njalo ukuze uNkulunkulu wethu anenze nibe ngabafanele ukubizwa kwenu agcwalise ngamandla konke okuhle enikuthandayo nomsebenzi wokukholwa.
So that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him according to the grace of our God and Lord Jesus Christ.
Ukuze igama lenkosi yethu uJesu likhazimuliswe kini nani kuye ngokomsa kaNkulunkulu wethu nowenkosi uJesu Kristu.
So in these verses we know that Jesus is coming again.
Kula mavesi siyazi ukuthi uJesu uzobuya.
And we in verse 7 it says that Jesus will be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, and in verse 8 and flaming fire inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God.
Njengoba ubona lapha ku verse 7 ukuthiwa ke uJesu yakwambulwe ngenkazimulo evele ezulwini nengelo zakhe bese kuthiwa elangabini lomlilo iphindiselwa kwabangamazi uNkulunkulu.
We will know, it will be evident when he comes again.
Siyazi ukuthi akuyukuba into eyimfihlakalo uma esefika, kuyoba into nje ebonakalayo.
He is coming with his angels.
Ufika nengelosi zakhe.
And he is going to judge those who have not obeyed the gospel of our Lord Jesus.
Uyobe sebahlulela labo abangalalelanga evangeli leNkosi yethu uJesu.
So my prayer for you is the same as the prayer for Paul to the Thessalonians.
Umkhuleko wami ilo ofanayo nomkhuleko kaPauli ekhulekela abaseThessalonike.
I pray that we will follow the gospel of Jesus.
Ngiyakhuleka ukuthi sonke abantu singalandela ivangeli likaKristu uJesu.
And that we will be ready for the day of judgment when he comes a second time.
Ukuthi sibe abalungele usuku lokwahlulelo lapho uJesu esebuya ngokwesibili.
He is not coming a second time for us to rule on earth with him.
Akabuya ukuthi ke azobusa kanye nathi la emhlabeni.
He is coming a second time and he will judge everyone.
Kodwa ke uyobuya ngokwesibili lapho sehlulela wonke umuntu.
And when that time comes, my defense to God.
Ngaleso sikhathi esefika ngaleso sikhathi esifikile ilapho ke nami ngiyobe sengiphendulela khona kuNkulunkulu.
Will be Jesus and I'll ask to stand behind him.
Mina ke ngiyobe ngimi emva kwaJesu yena ephambi kwami.
So I thank Jesus for coming to this earth for us.
Ngiyambonga uJesu ukuthi eze kulomhlaba ezela thina.
And die on the cross for our sins.
Efela izono zethu.
for the hope of salvation.
Ukuze ukuthi sibe nethemba lokusindiswa.
Thank you.